Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody. I just wanted to finish up one or two interesting points about Shmini Atzeres. Number one, and this is Tzvi pointed this out. Tzvi's over there. He's one of the people who couldn't make it to the Zoom, so he's sitting in the room with us. That we had on the board over here last time, if you recall. According to the Ramban and the Ritva, the way they read the machlokas between the Brisa and Daf and Zayin Amud Aleph Sukkah and the Brisa Pazer Kashev, then the Shita of the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Brisa Daf and Zayin Amud Aleph Sukkah was that you're only chayiv in lino when you bring a korban on the rekel. And that, why would it be only when you bring a korban on the rekel? If you want to say it's in the rekel, it's in the rekel. The rekel is all about being there. So when you're there, you have to extend your visit. If you just want to say it's about the carbon, so it's about the carbon. Why this combination of carbon and regel? Like if just bringing a carbon doesn't obligate you in lina, and just going in the regel doesn't obligate you in lina, why dafka bringing a carbon on the regel should obligate you in lina? So we thought perhaps, I just wanted to briefly point out, that Tzvi pointed out, this could depend on the machlokas as to what the mitzvah say of ali on the regel. Technically, the mitzvah say is called Re'ia. Ye'ra'e kol zechurcha es b'nei Hashem elokecha shalosh pamim b'shana. Okay, said a few times in the Chumash in various wordings. What is this mitzvah of Re'ia? So the Rambam is very clear. I mean, this depends on certain sugyas of the Chagiga. We're not getting into Chagiga. But the Rambam says very clear in the beginning, the mitzvah is to go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a karban. And if you don't bring a karban, meaning an olas Re'ia, you haven't done a mitzvah of Re'ia. And the Turei Eben in the beginning of Chagiga argues on the Ramban, based on the Yerushalmi, and says, no, the mitzvah say is to go to the Azara. If you don't bring a carbon, you violate a lock of lo yerufanai rikah. So it's not a very good idea. It's a very stupid idea to go without a carbon. But the mitzvah say is just to show up, literally, yevra kol zechurcha. So here, the Turei Eben sticks of pshuta shel mikra, the mitzvah say is to show up. You violate a law, you don't bring a carbon, so it's a stupid thing to do. Well, the Rambam says, no, based on the Mashmos of certain Gemaras, the mitzvah say is to show up with a carbon. It's not called showing up if you don't bring a carbon, okay? This is, I guess, parallel to machlokas nowadays, right? If you show up for a Shabbos without a gift, you know, have you accomplished anything or not? So I thought that the Shita of the Brisan that Mitzayan, according to the Rabban and the Ritva, the only kind of Lina, if you show up with a carbon on Yontif, makes a lot of sense, according to the Rambam. If there's a special mitzvah for Eon Yontif, that's when you connect to the Mikdash. And that special mitzvah means to come with a carbon, otherwise it's not called Re'ia. Then it makes sense. There's only Chivlina if you show up with a carbon on Yontif, because only bringing a carbon on Yontif is called Yerah Kol Zechorcha, is when the Torah thinks you should connect to the Mikdash. Okay, that's just a Ha'ara. Now I want to move on a bit. While we'll leave Lina for now, and let's talk a bit about Shmini Atzeres, right? Basically, what our Gemara comes out with is that Shmini Atzeres is a very complex day. On the one hand, regel b'tnei atzmo l'inyan pazer kashev, for six things that's a regel b'tnei atzmo, whatever those six things are, aval inyan tashlumen, tashlumen derishonu, but as far as the karbonos of the chag, meaning you have to bring olas re'ia and carbon chagiga and yerah kol zechurcha and show up in the mikdash, it's tashlum and the rishon, as we say, mishal chag b'yom tov or mishal chag chogig b'holeif kol ha'regel kulo b'yom tov achron shal chag. You have to bring only one. You only have to come to the base of mikdash once and bring one olas re'ia and one shalmei chagiga during the whole eight-day holiday. And if you don't put it on the first day, then you make it up the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth day. So on the one hand, Shmini is regel b'tnei atzmo for six things, whatever they are, pazer kashev. On the other hand, it's tashlum derisho. So the interesting question comes out of this, you know, sort of, will the real Shmini Atzeres please stand up? How do we look at Shmini Atzeres? It's obviously complex, but where do we put the weight? Do we say, look, it's pazer kashev, six things versus one thing. So it's more of a regel b'nei atzmo. Just le'inyan, the re'ia, it's tashlum derisho. Or do we say, no, what's our Gemara's maskana? That even though it's pazer kashev, yeah, there are six details, but fundamentally our Gemara calls it Teshlum and Derishon. Fundamentally, our Gemara calls it Tafel Didei. So this comes up in Halacha L'maisa when it comes to the Nusach HaTfila. I know the Nusach HaTfila was in the Beis of the Rishon Pazer Kashay. But fascinatingly, even though L'chora, everyone agrees, seems to me that everyone agrees that either the Beis or the Rishon Pazer Kashay means that you change the Nusach HaTfila and Kiddush, and instead of saying Batit and Lanu, etc., Yom Chag HaSukkot Tazeh, you say at Yom something with the word Shmini Atzeret Hazeh. How seriously do we take that? So here, I gave you a few of the Makoros. If you look at some of the Achronim there, I mean, they go to town. It's really, you know, there's no end to the number of Shitos we find there. This comes across in two discussions. Number one, what if Ta'a Va'amar Chagasukos? What if by mistake you say Chagasukos? By mistake, you say Chagasukos and Shmini Atzeret is clearly l'chatchila that's usher. But do you have to go back, or you yotzei or not, or are you not yotzei? That's the discussion of Birkei Yosef and a lot of the other Achronim. And he throws in a few, you know, side points also. Like, for example, he starts out with the Shita from Yehuda Yashini in the Beis Yehuda that says, it's okay because if you said Chagasukos on Pesach, you'd also be yotzei b'diyavad. He's like, it doesn't matter which chag it is, b'diyavad. Okay, that has nothing to do with the nature of Shmini Atzeret. Or the Beis Yehuda just holds that. You could say any chag for any chag and be yotzei b'diyavad. And the Birkei Yosef argues on him. Okay, that is not so interesting, because that's more klali. I mean, it might be a very interesting klali question about the common denominator of all the Gimel Rogon, right? Are they all fundamentally the same thing that you just express in different ways? Or the fundamentally different experiences, but as far as we're concerned, he points to this Gemara. The key seems to be this Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Aleph, Perek Elun and Marim. The Gemara in Sota, if you recall, Perek Elun and Marim, in the seventh parak of Sota, I think it's the seventh parak of Sota, discusses all the like things, mitzvahs of saying things that don't fit in anywhere else, and one of them is what we call Hakel. What they call Parshas HaMelech. And when you do Hakel, the Pasuk says, V'vochol Yisrael, Ro'osas, Pnei Hashem Elokecha, B'makom Asher Yivchar. Sorry. Shnas HaShmita B'chag HaSukkos, V'vochol Yisrael, Ro'osas, Pnei Hashem Elokecha, B'makom Asher Yivchar. So it says on Chag HaSukkos. The Gemara says, if it says Chag HaSukkos, the Havamina is even on the last day. No, Talmud Lomar, Revoch on Yisrael, as soon as they come, it has to be at the beginning of the Chag, not the end of the Chag. Okay, so it has to be the beginning of the end. I mean, it also can't be the fifth or sixth day, right? But it has to be the beginning of the Chag. But if it didn't have to be the beginning, it could even be on Yom Tov Achron, on the last day. What's the big machlokas that Taz points out here? This Havamina in Sota is that Chag HaSukkos would include the last day, except it has to be the beginning of Chag HaSukkos and not the end of Chag HaSukkos. What does it mean, Chag HaSukkos would include the last day? Really, a lot of this comes down to the very fundamental question, let's just take it here, of the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Aleph, says, Chag HaSukkos includes Yom Tov Achron. So therefore, says the Birkei Yosef, we see that Chag HaSukkos includes Yom Tov Achron. Therefore, Shmini Atzeret is part of Chag HaSukkos, right? So here says the Birkei Yosef and the Taz that we're about to see. This shows that Shmini Atzeret is part of Chag HaSukkos. Okay, seems to be a good proof, because remember, the Gemara does say, no, it's not part of Chag HaSukkos. The Gemara says, but it needs to be the beginning of the Chag, not the end of the Chag. So fine, you can't do Hakel and Shmini Atzeret just like you can do it on the fifth, sixth, seventh, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh days of Sukkot. But it's still equivalent to a day of Sukkot. Why does the Birkei Yosef conclude from there? What about Ta'a V'amar Chag HaSukkos on Shmini Atzeret? Says the Birkei Yosef, at least at first, says the Birkei Yosef, this is the Svara in the Birkei Yosef, and some are going to pass in this way. Yatza b'di Yeved. Okay, because it really is part of Sukkot. L'chachila, you should emphasize its uniqueness. L'chachila, you should emphasize that it's a little different. But push comes to shove as part of Chag HaSukkos. However, there's another side to this machlokas also. He throws in, you could throw in a lot of other factors, right? But you could throw in a lot of other factors. You could say, it doesn't matter if you get it right or wrong. You could say, the Shari Tshuva brings up in the slightly different context, we don't care what the Torah's lashon means, we care what people's lashon means. So you look at what people say, not what the halachic status is. You could say, he says in the end, you look at your machshava, and your machshava was for the wrong day. In the end, he seems to paskin. It depends what your machshava was. If you knew Shmini Atzeres, but you thought it was called Chag HaSukkos or Yotzei B'Diyavad. But if you thought it was still yesterday, then you're not Yotzei B'Diyavad. You can throw in a lot of other factors, right? There are many other factors, lekan ulekan, and we haven't even seen the half of them. But theoretically, if it's part of Sukkos, then you should be Yotzei B'Diyavad. What's the other side of the coin? The other side of the coin is what the Taz quotes from the Cholkim ala Taz. He says, everyone disagrees with me. What do the Cholkim ala Taz say? They said, oh, you have a proof of the Gemara in Sota that Shmini Atzeres is really part of Chag HaSukkos. What did they say? It doesn't mean Shmini Atzeres. It means what we call. What do we call that? Hoshana. Right? No. That Gemara meant Hoshana Rabbah. Not Shmini Atzeres. Chas v'shalom. Of course, Shmini Atzeres is not the Yom Tov Achron of Chag HaSukkos. That's ridiculous. It's not part of Chag HaSukkos. It might be Tashlumin, but it's not part of Chag HaSukkos. No, they meant Hoshana Rabbah. Then he has the whole question. Could you have called Hoshana Rabbah a Yontif or not? Okay, an interesting question. He brings proof back and forth. Lamaisa, you're not going to really conclusively prove one way or the other. He thinks you are. But because Lamaisa, sometimes they could use the Lashon of Lavdaka to call anything anything. Within reason. It's not unreasonable to call Hoshana Rabbah Yontif, even before the Ari turned it into a semi-Yontif. It's still not unreasonable to call it a little Yontif. I know you're not unreasonable, but it's not unreasonable.
Anyway, In Sukkah, Yom Tov Achron, in Masechet Sukkah, we saw that Yom Tov Achron is referring to Shmini Atzeres.
I know it usually refers to Shmini Atzeres. I fully understand that it usually refers to Shmini Atzeres. I'm just saying, you could say, right? I know that's not the usual meaning.
This would probably be the only place, though.
That's the Taz's Taina, but okay, after you can swallow that if you want. According to this, Lechora, Lo Yatza, again. You can have other svaras to say that even if it's part of Sukkos, you're not Yotzei, or even if it's not part of Sukkos, you are Yotzei. But Lechor, this might depend on this. And what does the... So that's one nafkamina. If you call it, right, is it bottom line? What is Shmini Atzeres? So, and what does the Taz point out? The Taz, we'll see the next nafkamina in a moment, is what you call it l'chachila, but the Taz bring. What did the Taz's point here? The Taz starts quoting our Gemara, right? What does he say? Mi de itzderich Talmud alom shul kol minalim pazer kashay shma minat belav hachichad chagum yuchas achrav. Yeah, the Gemara has to point out there are these six pazer kashay, but that shows that did you ever see the Gemara pointing out all the ways in which Pesach is a separate yontif from Sukkos? No, that's obvious. Right, because it's really not a separate yontif. You have to say, but it's special in these six ways. So it's really where you focus on in our Gemara, right? The focus in our Gemara, would you say it's really part of Chag HaSukkos, and you focus on Tashlumin Derishon and the Lashon of Tafelin. Even though it's Pazer Kashev, or would you focus on Pazer Kashev and the Lashon of Regel Bifnei Atzmo, even though it's Tashlumin Derishon? That's really going to be the question here. Is it really what's called Chag HaSukkos in the Chumash, right? When it says, Is this including the Chag HaSukkos? After all, Sashlum in the Rishon, it's Tafelei. Just it has its own identity for Parzer Kashev, and that would be the Rekha Yosef and the Taz, or no, it's not including Sukkos. After all, just like you go up for Chag HaShuvos, Shavuos, even though you have more days to be mashal your Karbanos, but Chag HaShuvos is one day. So for Sukkos, you have 8 days to be mashal your Karbanos, but Chag HaSukkos is 7 days. Shmini is something else. After all, that's what Parzer Kashev proves. The fact that in one aspect it's Tashlumin doesn't prove that it's part of the Chag. After all, 6 days after Shmuel is also Tashlumin. You wouldn't say that it's part of the Chag, it's just a regular day. This comes up in the question of Benusa Hatzfila on Shmini Atzeres. Here we have many different opinions, and it's not, you can have the same opinion for two different reasons, right? So it starts out as the Mechaber quotes from most Rishonim, that what do we say? Es Yom HaShmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Right? I think that's probably what most of us say. Raise your hand if you say Yom HaShmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Raise your hand if you don't remember. Okay, what do you say? That's what I just said. Okay, what do you say? Of course, Ada Yom HaZeh, it's still one result. And if not, you have to pick your shita and run with it. You know, you have to, and this is existential, right? You have to pick your derech in life. The Mechaber says, and if you look at the Beit Yosef, he quotes a whole list of Rishonim who say this way. Not every single Rishon in the book, but close. Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. And the Ramah says it's not a Chag. Just say Shmini Atzeres. It's not a Chag. Just call it Shmini Atzeres. So, here is the big Machlokas, and the Taz has a third possibility. The Marshal brings up a fourth possibility, the Havamina, but I don't know if anyone posits it. The Taz says no. Yom Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh, or Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh, the Hayes, there are different versions of. The Maharshal and the Taz like Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh, the Mechaber like Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, and the Ramah like Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. What underlies all of this machlokes? So there are lots of other factors underlying this machlokes, like, for example, you don't want to interrupt the word Shmini Atzeres because they're next to each other in the Chumash. Although you'd think that's also lamdash, and not just stam, that you have to say all the words like they're in Chumash. The question is, what is the nature of the day? Is this, so for example, what's the svarith Ramah to say Shmini Atzeres? So it's very clear that it's not a chag. So what does it mean that it is, what does it mean that it's not a chag?
Shmini Atzeres
means it's not a chag? No, the Ramah says just Shmini Atzeres. Just Shmini Atzeres. It's Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. There's no word Chag. It's Yom Chag Matzos says that. It's Yom Chag Yishuvos says that. It's Yom Chag Sukkos says that. It's Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh. Just like it's Yom Kippurim Hazeh. It's Yom HaZikaron Hazeh. It is not a Chag. So the Birkei Yosef quotes in the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh there. Not the Nezer HaKodesh. Some of you guys might see the very nice Sefer on Kudsh, series on Kudshim by Rav Moshe Rosen. The old Nezer HaKodesh, that was a Perush in the 18th century on the Midrash Rabbah. So, okay, he discusses, you know, this is the kind of thing that could be in a Perush on the Midrash Rabbah, right? Easily. He says, what's the Svar Dharma? The Svar Dharma is that it's not part of Sukkot. It's not a Chag. There are three Chagim, the Chag HaMatzos, the Chag HaShavuos, the Chag HaSukkos. There are three Chagim. If there are three Chagim, and this isn't one of them, then it's clearly a special day, like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but it's not a Chag. And that emphasized the idea of Regel Bifnei Atzmo. So he reads the Ramah as Regel Bifnei Atzmo. So, for example, says the Ramah, and this is the Svara of the Alpi, the Hezber of the Baal Nezer HaKodesh. I forgot the name of the Nezer HaKodesh, but it's an 18th century Pirush Midrash Rabbah. I assume that's the Nezer HaKodesh that the Birkei Yosef is quoting here. Definitely not the Nezer HaKodesh that you've seen. It's a very, very, very nice Sefer on Kudshim from like the last century. He says, no, Shmini Atzeres, because it's not part of a Chag. Sukkos is a Chag, but Shmini Atzeres is a regular Natsvo. I know it has Tashlumin for Sukkos. So does a random Wednesday in Sivan. But it's its own day. It's like a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, its own one-day holiday, which happens to be right after Sukkah, so that's Tashlumin for Sukkah. That's one Nusach. The Nusach of the Mechaber is Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh. What's the Mechaber? Says the Mechaber, Shmini Chag HaAtzeres. What does it mean, Shmini Chag HaAtzeres? Shmini, the Chag of the Atzeres. So here, you could take these in different ways. The Bechor Shor, the Simcha Chadasha, same person. I think the Bechor Yosef calls the name of Simcha Chadasha. The Shari Chuba calls the name of the Bechor Shor, right? It's the same person. The Bechor Shor, or Simcha Chadasha, we'll call the Bechor Shor. Not the Rishon Yosef Bechor Shor, not the Baal Tosfos. The Simcha Chadasha is one of the most classic works of the Achronim on Hilchos Shechita, and there's also on Shas. So the Bechor Shor says, what pshat in the Mechaber? Says the Bechor Shor, what pshat in the, Mechaber? Let's start with the Moritziya. The Moritziya I have right here, that's a Yaakov Emden. He says, what's pshat in the Mechaber? He doesn't like the Taz Marshal who changed the Nusach. He says, you stick the Nusach that you showed him. In wasn't the Chagum, what's pshat? Shmini Chag HaTzeres means the Shmini of the Chag. It's the Shmini of the Chag. And that's what the Maharil also says, going to the Bechor Yosef, it's Tafel Le Chag. Obviously, you get the word Tafel from our Sukkah. So, says the Moritziya, and says the Maharil, he doesn't explain himself as much, but he means the same thing. No, it means Shmini Shel Chag, Shmini Chag, and then you have to put a comma, l'chore. He doesn't explicitly talk about the commas, only the Taz explicitly brings in each sheets and leaves here. But l'chore means Shmini Chag, HaAtzeres Hazeh. It's the Shmini of Chag, which is the Atzeres. Shmini Shel Chag. Shehu Atzeres. So he reads most of our Girsa, most of ours don't, most of us, I assume the Yekas say like the Ramat, I haven't checked, but most of us say like the Mechaber, right? What do we mean? Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. It's the Shmini of Chag, and it is the Atzeres. Shmini Chag Atzeres. Right? Shmini Shel Chag Kama Atzeres. However, the Bechor Shor reads it a little differently. Says the Bechor Shor, he says, no, Shmini Chag HaAtzeres, meaning it's a Chag Bifnei Atzmo, even though the Torah often says, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos, that just means you're Chayim in Re'iyah three times a year, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. It doesn't mean there's only three Chagim in the year, there's four Chagim in the year. Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, and Chag HaTzeres. Except that Chag HaTzeres, so it's not in that famous pasuk. You know, we don't put in the musaf of Yontif, but it's still a Chag. So within the Mechaber, here it's a little funny. You think the Nafkamina is what Nusach to say. Everyone thinks the Nafkamina is what Nusach to say, but everyone thinks the Nafkamina is in different directions. So in the end, it's same Nusach. Can you explain it in two ways? You could say, depending on the Kabbalah, Shmini Chag. It's an Atzeres, which is the eighth day of the long eight-day Chag, in which case it's part of Sukkot. Or you can say Shmini, comma, it happens to be the eighth day. But what happens on the eighth day? The eighth day is not just a continuation. The eighth day is Chag HaAtzeres. So where you put the comma, according to the Mechaber, depends on this Machlokes. And then there's one new Nusach, which is made, I don't know if it's made up. There is, it does have a Makom Rishonim, I forget. There's like one place you find this Rishonim. So the Marshal said it, and the Taz said it, and the Taz argues here very forcefully and conceptually for this Nusach, that the Taz says, what's the Nusach? The Nusach is Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, or Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh. Now, what does he mean by that? Here also, L'chorah Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh, it's a little funny, because really Chag should go first. I haven't seen anyone passing Chag Shmini Atzeres Hazeh, although the Marshal says it would be okay if you said that. But I haven't seen anyone passing Chag Shmini Atzeres, which is the only missing possibility. But what do the Taz and the Marshal say? They say, Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh. What does that mean? The Yom HaShmini, which is the atzeres of the chag. Meaning, the Taz says, it's really tafel, it's really pazer kashev. Again, you only have to point out pazer kashev. It's really, you don't have to point out pazer kashev for why Shavuos is different than Pesach. You don't have to point out pazer kashev why Yom Kippur is different than Sukkot. Hazer Kashif, it's really the same thing. So then you have to point out, right, in the cult, the narcissism of small differences, right? You only have to point out, again, I don't have to point the six ways in which I differ from the Hashkafa of Episcopalians, right? But I'll spend a lot of time explaining why we hold different than, you know, Yeshiva Kol Beit Torah or something. Why? Because if you're in this, you know, if you're similar, you know, if you're part of the same community, if you're part of the same belt, then you have to explain what makes you different, because you're part of the same belt. So he says the Taz and the Maharshal, says the Maharshal and the Taz, they have a third girsa, a third nosa, their girsa is Shmini Chag Ha'atzeres, which they say means the Shmini of Chag. Did I get that right? No, Shmini Atzeres HaChag. I knew he did something wrong there. That's the same with Bukhaber. Shmini Atzeres HaChag. Which I know you could have done something differently. You could have said Shmini Atzeres, which is the Chag. But then it should have said Chag Shmini Atzeres, be parallel to Chag Matzos, Chag Shmos, Chag Sukkot. So Shmini, that's why I don't want to make another possibility here. Because then it should have said Chag Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres HaChag, and the Taz says that very, very explicitly. If he had a comment, he would have put it in. He says, Shmini Atzeres Nichla B'toch HaChag V'Nigver Achreha, very clear Lashon. Therefore, we should say, Shmini Atzeres HaChag Azeh, Devadei Imlomer Chag Shmini Atzeres Azeh. You can't say Chag Shmini Atzeres, because then you're saying it's a Chag. Shonshichon L'Ramei She'enu Chag Ne'af. So you have to show it's not its own Chag. Ela Machlas Chag HaSukkos, just because of the extension of Sukkos. The Atzeres of Chag, the Yilo and Tafel of Chag. The word Shmini, Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, and the Marshal agrees. So, depending on what your Hashkafa is on Shmini Atzeres, you can end up with different Nuskos, L'Ora. If you say Shmini Atzeres, is because you want to say it's not part of Sukkos, therefore you don't even call it a Chag. If you say Shmini Atzeres HaChag, you're saying it is part of Sukkos. And if you say, like most of us, Shmini Chag Atzeres, it depends. If you say Shmini Chag Atzeres, or Shmini Chag Hatzeres, which side of this Chakira you end up on. Okay, could very well be that this might also tie in to this question of, like, clearly, meaning, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that the Chakira, the Shmini Hatzeres, is a totally independent day having nothing to do with Sukkos, like Rosh Hashanah, or just the last day of Sukkos, like Achron Shel Pesach. Obviously, it's in the middle. That's the whole point of our Gemara, that it's a little somewhat independent and somewhat included. The question is, where do we put the Dagesh Chazak, as it were, right? Where do we, which side do we emphasize? When it comes time to halacha l'maaseh and davening and shul, do we take one side and put the emphasis there or the other side and put the emphasis there? That is a very, very clear machlokas achronim, and that machlokas achronim centers on a mucker that, I don't know if anyone thought of before the achronim, you don't see this mucker in the Shonen, but centers on what seems like a very important mucker, not just, it's obviously an art sugi, you know, which part of our sugi you take as the ikker and which is the secondary. But on this chiddush, this einfall that someone found in Gemara, it's Sota Daf Mem Aleph, which al yipshuto, according to the normal usage of the words, kol shmini atzeres part of Sukkos, and never reject that, just as you mean the beginning of Sukkos, unless you say, like the whole Kamala Taz, that there the yontif meant a little differently. And why is it not so crazy? Because the derech of Chazal, if I was a little smarter than I am, then I would be able to say, oh, the derech of Chazal say things like this and list you 100 examples offhand. But it's the derech of Chazal that sometimes when they have a phrase that they use to mean something somewhere, they'll use the same phrase even to mean something slightly different, lavdavka elsewhere, because they like the phrase. So clearly, Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag always means Shmini Atzeres. It could be that in one place in Sota Daf Mem Aleph, they use Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag to mean Hoshana Rabba, Lav Davka, because they were used to that phrase. And I think that really is the Derech of Chazal. Okay, if there's any big chokrim here, they can, if Rabbi Elman was still alive, I would say this to him, and he would immediately give me a list of any place like that, at least in Shas, if not in Chazal, without batting my lash. Okay, Chaval Da'avdim B'lo Mishak.
Now call all of Sukkot Atzeres. They talk about Pesach, Shavuos, and Atzeres.
Really?
Yes.
You have to quote me a marker.
Therefore, you have a new pshat in Shmini Atzeres, the eighth day of the Chag Atzeres.
Okay, but you have to quote me a marker for that because I don't remember it that way. Okay. Find me chapter and verse.
I'm not sure what that question this was, but the first we're equally comfortable calling
Shmini
Atzeres and
Sukkot Chag Atzeres. No, where do we do that?
The first order.
No, it's the eighth day, which is the Chag Bifnei Atzmo of Chag Hatzeres.
Not the eighth day of the Chag.
No, no, the eighth day.
What?
Would it be helpful? The eighth day since Sukkot. The eighth day of the season. The eighth day of the holiday season. The eighth day of holidays in a row. The eighth day of holidays in a row is a Chag of Hatzeres. Like if someone were to say the tenth day is Yom Kippur. 10th day of what? On the 10th day since we started the season. Right? I don't think that's, I don't think it's unreasonable at all. But he does mean that, only this Chag Atzeres. Until now it's been Chag Sukkot. That's the point. This is Chag Atzeres and that was Chag Sukkot. Okay, let me just point out that perhaps this could also correspond to the Machlokas and how to expand, I guess is the technical word for it, Lefaneach, the Reish of Pazer Pashe. What is Regal? Not how to expand, everyone agrees it's Regal. Because how to interpret the regal of Pazer Kashik. What is the regal? Remember, one of the pshatim of the regal was the pshat of the Ramban and the Ritva, which, I was so convinced of, Jacob gave me the other side of the coin, right? The pshat of the Ramban and the Ritva, that what it meant was that even though it's Tashlumen, it's not pure Tashlumen like Mandar Pesach Shein and Tashlumen, it's Tashlumen, but it's really regal to the Atzma, like Mandar, or maybe it was Rebbe, whoever it was, Pesach Shein is regular to the Atzmo, meaning even if he was potter on the first day of Sukkot, he was a katan on the first day of Sukkot, he was a chigir, he was lame on the first day of Sukkot, he was insane on the first day of Sukkot, whatever the case may be, he was potter, he was a goy on the first day of Sukkot, lots of examples how he was potter on the first day of Sukkot, he's still kind of on Shmini Atzeres. This is an interesting question. The Rabban and the Ritva say that's what regal means. What does everyone else think? I can't promise you what everyone else thinks, right? Could be they agree, they just don't think that's what regal means. But lav dafka, as Jacob points out, Pshat of our Gemara says Tashlumen de Rishon, and in Pesach in there, Tashlumen de Rishon was the opposite of regal Atzmo. So that could perhaps be another nafkamina. Maybe another nafkamina could be, how about Potter Barishon Hemchayav Leiros Bishmini Atzeres. If someone was potter Barishon, they highly rose Bishmini Atzeres. Again, you could say, no, that's a different thing. Re'iyah has its own framework, but clearly it might correspond. The more you see it as part of Chag HaSukkos, the perhaps the more likely you are to say that he would be potter, right? Because after all, it's just the same as the last day of Pesach, you're potter the first day you don't become, at least if we assume like that, Mandar, like Rabbi Yochanan. At least the Rabbi Yochanan said the last day Pesach you don't become, at the very least. Okay, maybe say, if you assume, I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, if I'm not mistaken, that if you're part of the first day of Sukkot, you don't become the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Right? If you're part of the first day, you don't become the second, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, which I think is what you passed, if I'm not mistaken. Leman de Omar de Potter Bishani Adshvi. If you assume you're put to the first day, even if you get better or grow up or convert, you're put to the second, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Are you high the eighth day? So if you really see it as an extension, maybe not. If you really see it as more of a real regular thing, then maybe you would say, like the Ramban and the Ritva, that's their interpretation of regal, that you'd be high. If no, it's a regular thing, I understand. It's a regular thing, which comes right after another regal. So you don't have to do twice if there's two regular theospos in a row. But you have to do once, even if you're part of the Rishon, you're still chayiv in the Sheni. You don't have to do two in a row. But if you're part of the, so that might also tie into the Chakira of, in the end, which way do you go with, which way do you go with Shmini Atzeres? And interestingly, this might, if you wanted to take this to the realm of Tamei Mitzvos, the question then becomes, what is the point of this whole weird Shmini Atzeres day? Right? What's Pshan in Shmini Atzeres? Why is there a holiday right after Sukkot? Whatever it is. So here, interestingly, the many people The Ramban uses this when he tries to explain Shavuos a little. The Medrash Tanchuma comes to the Medrash Tanchuma trying to explain Shmini Atzeres. Some people see Shmini Atzeres as parallel to something else we call Atzeres, which is, what does Chazal call Atzeres? Shavuos. What happens in Shavuos? There's Pesach, and then 50 days later you come back for, there's 7 days, 50 days later you come back for another day. That's at one end of the year, the other end of the year, right? There's 6 months between ends of the year, as it were, right? Circle. So what the Medrash Tanchuma says, what should you do? And all the Mefarshim say this on Chumash, or the Bali Tolshah say this on Chumash, and Shmini Atzeres say, you should have 7 days in Tishrei, count Sfiras HaOmer, or not Sfiras HaOmer, count Sfiras HaSomething, and then come back in 50 days. And interestingly, the Medrash Tanchuma says, why didn't the Torah say, the Torah really wanted to say, seven, count 51, and do one, seven, count 50, and do one. Why did the Torah say to come back 50 days later for Shavuos, but not to come back 50 days later for Shmini Atzeres, and just to come back, just to do it 0 days later? What? Because the rainy season! You know, again, don't imagine us, you know, like we hate walking in the summer because we're used to air conditioning, right? They didn't have air conditioning, it was always hot in the summer. Right, in the summer, in the spring, technically, you can walk to Yerushalayim Aliyah LeRegel, right? It's called Regel, right? L'chor, because of Regel. I mean, that's a Chazal, some Chagiga, right? You could walk in Pesach and walk in Shavuos, but after Sukkot, what starts? As Steve pointed out, the rainy season starts. It's really hard to walk in the rainy season, not because it's cold outside, right? It's really hard to walk in the rainy season because, I mean, first of all, you're getting soaked, right? They didn't have umbrellas, they didn't have cars. I mean, people couldn't afford covered wagons, and because the roads were muddy, right? There are no paved roads. It's really hard to walk in the winter, so says the, and also it's hard to go outside in the cold. Right, in the summer, it was hot inside as well, so maybe in the winter, it was warmer inside. You can have a fireplace, or at least you have walls, right? Thick walls. L'maisa says Medrash Tanchuma, it really should have been 50 days later. However, the Torah want to be really nice to the Jews and not make us go outside too much in the winter. Okay, from that, it makes it seem like really there are four holidays in the year. The Torah combined two of them for reasons of travel convenience. But it really sounds like Alpitami HaMitzvos. Again, I don't mean it has nothing to do with Sukkot. Shavuos has something to do with Pesach, right? All the words of Sfiras HaOmer are, and they're not made up from nowhere, like, Sfiras HaOmer connection was the Pesach. That's a fact, right? So, you know, at least according to us, Prushim, who assume that the Omer is on Pesach. So but really there should be four holidays in a year, two in the spring and two in the spring, summer, and two in the fall, winter. However, for reasons of convenience and weather, the Torah combined two of them. That really works much better if you say it's fundamentally regular with the Atzmo. However, once the Torah combined two of them, you can't have two, no point in two Chiyuv Re'iyahs, you know, one right after the other. So combined is only three Chiyuv Re'iyah, and Tashlum and Derish, and Lein and Re'iyah. That is, yes? I did mention that on Chumash. But you could. But not really, because we all know that with all the Barts, and trust me, I, as much as anyone else, are very existentially committed to all the Barts linking Pesach and Shavuos. You're not going to accuse me of being one of these people who believes in physical freedom without spiritual elevation, etc. But nonetheless, with all those Barts being said, we all know that Shavuos and Pesach are two separate holidays for all halachic purposes. And even hashkafically, there's a link, but they're still two separate holidays. Right? There's a link. And Hanami, we all know the words. I understand the Ramban's Lashon. Okay, you're right. Fine, according to Ramban, but I'm saying it's certainly halachically that Ramban has nothing to stand on. Right?
Rabbi.
No one can say there's any halachic. I don't know, if you don't say something on Pesach, you don't have to do it on Shavuos, etc. I don't know. It's going to be you can make up some carbon and paste off on Shavuot. I don't know what examples there would be. You may have to say that. Okay, fine. Anyway, Lamaxa, I hear, we'll put an asterisk, we'll put a caveat as to Tzvi's Ramban, I mean, all of ours are Ramban. We'll put a caveat there. But nonetheless, I think if you say it should have been 50 days later, but for reasons of convenience, it was moved up, that sounds a lot more like the regular Theatzmo, even a connected regular Theatzmo, like Shavuos and Pesach, but still a regular Theatzmo.
Rabbi, if you look at the Korbanos of Musaf, this I heard from Rabbi Nun, the Musafim of Shmini Atzeres are the same as the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and not the Musaf of Pesach, Shavuos, and Rosh Chodesh.
I mean, so which is exactly one of the factors which they point to in Sukkot Daf Mem Zayin that we saw last week. I mean, we saw in Seder, because of that line, exact line in Shir, which shows that it's regular Theatzma, right? Because the Musafim don't continue.
Yeah, but so it shows that it's the Atzeres, maybe it's the Atzeres of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
I understand you could say a lot of, okay, correct. Meaning maybe you say it's a regular Theatzma, it's more connected to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's not even as connected to Sukkos. That's true. Meaning the different, not just the different carbon. The fact that carbon is more similar to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur indicates that it might have a different theme, you know, a different theme than Sukkos. And we certainly have, like, you know, we do have on Shmini Atzeres a certain Yom Noroi Midhagim, which are reminiscent of that. Fascinatingly, of course. I don't want to get into drushes on, I really want to go ahead in the Gemara in 2 minutes. But fascinatingly, I just want to point out that it's only since Kabbalah's Ha'ari that we make Hoshana Rabbah into a semi-yontif, right? We say it's a zimra of yontif on Hoshana Rabbah. We say the Kedusha of yontif on Hoshana Rabbah. And we say the Hutzah Sefer Torah of Yom Tov on Hoshana Rabbah. It's not just the Yom Adin. Since the Kabbalah Sari, we've made Hoshana Rabbah into a Yom Tov. Did the Ari just make that up from no place? Or rather, did he make that up from only mystical places? Or could we find some earlier Makar? So I think if you take this Vart of the Medrash Tanchuma, that Shmini Atzeres should have been later, and then it was moved earlier for reasons of travel convenience, then what should it have been? It should have been like Pesach and Shavuos. The first day Yontif, the seventh day Yontif, and then come back 6 weeks later and have another day of Yontif. However, once Shmini Atzeres was moved back, so Hoshana Rabbah lost his Yontif status because the next day was going to be Yontif anyway. But Hoshana Rabbah, like, theoretically should have been a Yontif. Because after all, if we had celebrated Shmini Atzeres 6 weeks later, 6 weeks from the end, 7 weeks from the beginning, whatever, 6 weeks later, then Avadi Yom Rishon Shavuos and Yom Shvi'i Shavuos. So it could be that the Ari was merely resurrecting this Havamin of Yontif and Hoshana Rabbah in the Havamin of the Torah. I don't mean historically. I don't mean historically it was different than Hashem changed it when he wrote the Torah. Historically, there were no holidays before Hashem gave the Torah. But I mean, conceptually, there was this conceptual stage where Shmini Atzeres was 6 weeks later and then Hashem moved it earlier. So there's some Havamina, some conceptual stage at which Hoshana Rabbah was Yontif, and then the Ari was merely resurrecting, echoing this Havamina that it really should have been Yontif if not for the bad weather. Okay, interesting. Now, however, there's a totally different approach to Shmini Atzeres as well. What is the totally different approach to Shmini Atzeres? We all know that the Targum attributed to Yonasan, right? Some of us were here for Sukkah. Some of you here on Zoom, you guys stick around more years than these young people. So you remember in Sukkah we discussed this. What did the Targum Yochas LeYonatan say? Even if you don't know it's the Targum Yochas LeYonasan and Zeal on the Hassan, right? What does he say Atzeres means? Atzeres means the day when you come inside from the Sukkah. Right? The Yonasan and Zeal says, by Yom HaShmini Atzeres Yehilachem means that on Yom HaShmini is the day you come inside from the Sukkah, the day you leave the Sukkah. Not the day you happen to not sit in the Sukkah. Right? 358 days a year we happen to not sit in the Sukkah. That's not interesting. And he doesn't mean, I'm sure he doesn't mean, you wouldn't read into the pasuk means it happens to be since Sukkah's over, you don't sit in the Sukkah. No, that's what he means. No one thinks, maybe some rabbis, but no Ashkenazim at the very least think that the day after Pesach is the day when you're starting in Chametz. Of course it is, but that's coincidence. It's just regular life, and now you finish Pesach, so shkayach. You know, fine. And the day after Tisha B'Av is the day you start, having parties and going swimming, etc. That's not interesting. Right? Why does Targum Yonasan think the Pasuk is pointing out that the day going into the Sukkah? So a totally different way of reading Shmini Atzeres is that Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkah. But in a very interesting way, part of Sukkah is not just sitting in the Sukkah for 7 days. An important part of Sukkah is sitting for the Sukkah in 7 days and then not sitting in the Sukkah for 1 day. mean two different ways of understanding why we're not sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. One way, it's like Shavuos. Keep in mind, Rabosai, Shavuos, mi de oraisa and mi de rabbanan al pidin de gemara. What are the special minhagim and mitzvah and practices of Shavuos?
Nothing.
Except at carbon in the gvulin. Nothing, right? What are the special al pidin de gemara practices and minhagim and mitzvah Shmini Atzeres? Nothing. Meaning the first way is, it's like Shavuos. There's a big holiday where you do things 7 days, a small holiday where you don't do anything unique for 1 day, and the habits have been moved on. Or you could say, no, this is part of Sukkot. What do you do that's unique? You go into the house. This is very fascinating. It's going into the house after Sukkot. Just a head there. Just a lack of Sukkot. And now we're back to normal life. The same as if it was, you know, the same as if it was Sukkot. Or no, there's a special kiyum of going to the house from the Sukkah, which might be very philosophically interesting. Why are the special kiyum of going into the house from the Sukkah? And you can understand this in one of two ways, depending on what you thought Sukkahs was all about. And obviously both these are true, and we're not doing drushes on Sukkahs now. We've been doing a lot of drushes recently. Even though I've been doing a lot of drushes recently. If anyone knows how to get a computer that's fickle about the plug to be plugged in when it doesn't want to be, now's the time to say something. Ah, okay, sorry. Okay.
Technology
is Arur Hagever Sheyivtach the technology. That's bullshit. You have to use it. But, okay. Well, hope that our battery won't die soon, or that it'll realize that it's plugged in. This should be a lesson to all of us. That sometimes we think our battery is running low, and there's nothing left, and we have nothing to rely on, and no cost whatsoever. We just have to realize that we are plugged in to the source. Okay. Let's hope.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, let me just finish my sentence. Just finishing my sentence is, if you understand in Tamiya Mitzvahs, the theme of Shmini Atzeres is Davka coming in from the Sukkah. Why would the theme be Davka coming in from the Sukkah? You'd say Milyum Shatim. And don't raise your hand and say the Milyum Shatim, because I know the Milyum Shatim. But I think the two most main Shatim are either Sukkah literally is about going through the Midbar for 40 years, right? Pesach, we left Mitzrayim. Pesach, we left Mitzrayim. Shavuos, we got the Torah. Sukkahs, we're in the Midbar for 40 years, which is the Pshut of Shal Mikra. And then, what's missing? Then we came home, right? Remember, good Musa, remember on Pesach to tell this to your relatives in America. Then we came home. Where's the coming home? Maybe Shmini Atzeres is the coming home. It's important to leave the Sukkah and come home, because that's the goal of everything, to come home. If you don't know where home is, then there's something very wrong. So maybe in that way, it's very important to leave the Sukkah, just like it's very important to leave the Midbar, as much as all the Nisim happened in the Midbar. But the important part is not to stay in the Midbar with the Nisim. That was the Baraglin's Hakamina, according to their Kronim. The important part is to go home. Or in a different way, if you understand the Sukkah as representing, it's all true, not the wandering of the Midbar, but the Sukkah represented Beis HaMikdash, and I don't have to remind you of all the parallels between the Sukkah and the Beis HaMikdash, then it's more challenging why it's such a big Indian to come home, but then it becomes more of a Musar bar, not a historical bar, but a Musar bar. What's the point of going to the Mikdash? The point of going to the Mikdash is to bring it home with you, not to be holy in the Mikdash, to take the Kedusha of the Mikdash and bring it into your home. Otherwise, what's the point of the Mikdash? So there are many ways, and there's many other ways, because we're getting to the realm of drushes at this point, to explain why Shmini Atzeres should be an important part of Sukkah, and that leaving the Sukkah is an important part of the Kiyum of Sukkah. So I think Al Tamiya Mitzvos, you know, whether it's, of course, the day after Sukkah is a holiday. It's the holiday leaving the Sukkah. And that's one time. Or, of course, the day after Sukkah is not a holiday. There should be a holiday 50 days later, but for convenience, we move it up. That might correspond to the two sides of this Kakirat Tzvi, and then whoever it was that I promised could talk.
On that last point,
Okay, excellent. This is, by the way, you should never show off for anything, but this is a great peanut moment for me, because I was about to say that, and I said, let's give someone else a chance to say it. After all, peanut is getting someone to say it on their own, and me to tell me to pardon it. Right, so what you could say, and I'll take it further, I apologize, though I even forget who I'm apologizing to. If you take it one step further, you could say, tie it back to our conversation about Lena. If it really is about taking it home with you, then, Ufanisa Vagoker Beholachtolo Alecha, what does he point out? The Indian of Lena is not just to stay extra time in your Shalayim. It's Ufanisa Vagoker Beholachtolo Alecha, meaning the mitzvah of Lena, the Torah never says, thou shalt sleep in Jerusalem. The Torah says, thou shalt get up in the morning and go home, implying that you should sleep in your Shalayim, obviously. Maybe the whole point of Lena is to say, I'm extending the experience, not so I can have more time in the Mikdash. Meaning the whole point is not, I'm going to stay Shana Aleph through Tisha B'Av and not leave June 15th. So I can have a greater Shana Aleph before I go back to normal life. No, the whole point is, I'm going to stay in Shana Aleph till Tisha B'Av and not leave June 15th, because this is life, and I'm taking it home with me. And the longer I stay, the more I can take home with me. That's not a fish. So if so, then it makes sense that Shmini Atzeres should be the day of Lina. Or Matzah Shmini Atzeres, same thing. If Shmini Atzeres, remember Rashi, almost all the Rishonim read about a two pshatim of the word Atzeres. Either most Rishonim say Atzeres means don't do malacha, or that's Rashi's first shot, or Rashi's second shot, Atzeres means to stay an extra day, right? Kasha like Ridastin. If the whole point of Atzeres is staying an extra day, the whole point of Atzeres is staying extra, then it makes sense that Atzeres should be connected to Lina. And here we get to a machlokes Rishonim that I didn't quote. Let's just point out here that we have a machlokes what Atzeres means. Does Atzeres mean Isser Malacha? Both these names are Rashi, and almost no Rishonim say a third shot. Or Kasha Alai Pritaschem, meaning staying, right? Staying over. Then it makes a lot of sense that what's the din of Lina on Shmini Atzeres? That Lina should be on Shmini Atzeres like every regal. Or, no, Lina is uniquely connected to Shmini Atzeres. And Tzvi now quotes a Sifri. How do we know there's Lina on Shmini Atzeres, right? I apologize, I should have put this on the Mepharshim. How do we know there's Lina on Shmini Atzeres? I didn't tell you, right? The Mepharshim that we saw in the Rishon Mishas didn't tell you what the Mokar is. But the Machlokas Rishon, I don't even remember all the Shittos. How do we know there's Lina on Shmini Atzeres? So, what's the Mokar of Lina on Shmini Atzeres? The Mokar of Lina Bishmini Atzeres. We know that, remember, we know Tachiv Lina on Shmini Atzeres, Yosef, because even if that's not what Reish means, it's ignoring that from Zion of an Aleph, unless you say the from the whole like it. Right? So, the Sifri says the word Atzeres. Atzeres means to stay over, not just stay over the eighth day. Stay over the eighth day and the ninth. The whole point of staying over, you don't run away as soon as three stars come out. But many other Rishonim say, no, it is a Hekesh or Binyan Av from Pesach. No, it's either Hukash to Pesach, you have to find out where, with some creativity, or it's a Binyan Av from Pesach, meaning maybe it's learned from Pesach, or maybe it's specially learned, and as a matter of fact, there are some Achronim who suggest that even Lina on Shavuos and Sukkot is only learned from Shmini Atzeres. Okay, now, here I want to say something that Yehuda suggested to me last time, Yehuda Wells, and I said it was a little crazy, I still think it's a little crazy, maybe it could be true. I looked very hard to see if anyone said this black and white, I'm not sure. But could it be that, first of all, what does Tzvi say? Tzvi says, if you take this idea that Atzeres means consciously predestined, and therefore there might be something special about Lina and Atzeres, that would tie into the whole idea of taking it home with you, because Anisa Bokhara Lakhalo Lech is all about taking it home with you. That was the way Tzvi brought this up. as the hashkafic time. I would say even halachically, maybe you could say a tremendous chiddush. What tremendous chiddush could you say? Remember we said, is the chiyuv lina if you bring a carbon, if you don't bring a carbon. Maybe you could say that the chiyuv lina on Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos is only if you brought a carbon, but the chiyuv lina on Shmini
Did his computer go down?
Looks like his battery went.
Battery went.
Morty, you're on.
Chaim, was tut man jetzt? Is it?
Does he have a backup computer? Maybe next time you should bring a backup computer.
Shalom. Hi, Shalom. Everybody.
Whoa.
I'm trying my best here. Let's see if we can get the board. Yeah, but this camera's not quite as good.
You're working with a telephone.
Now I'm putting my telephone, yeah, because this computer died. It's not my computer, it's why I use computer, but I guess it's not such a good one. No, we'll have to deal with the telephone for now.
No, triatamit.
Just confirm that you can hear me.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Pick up where we were. So what I wanted to just say is that maybe you could say tremendous.
Rebbe, just move it. Just move it a little bit so we can see the whole board, please.
What part can't you see?
I can't see from my point of view the right at the right the end board. Of the board. From my the view. Board.
Move the board closer.
Yeah, Morty said we can see the whole board. So maybe Chaim, just you can't see the whole board because you don't understand cameras.
Oh.
I could go along with that.
Okay.
Let me see if I turn to the side.
Rabosai. First of all, maybe you could say tremendous one this Kiddush, that on all the Chagim, you only, if you bring a carbon, have to do Lina. But in Shemini Atzeres, you have to Lina even if you don't bring a carbon. That would be a big Kiddush. You might be able to find a hint of that in this in Tosos, because in our Tosos, when he says the first day of that, on Sukkot, you only do Lina the day you bring a carbon, right? If you don't bring a carbon the first day and go to Re'i and bring a carbon, he does use the Lashon carbon, right? He says that. On Sukkot, you only have to do Lina the night you bring a Chagigah. But then on Shmini Atzeres, he assumes you have to do Lina even if you don't bring a carbon. Because then he asks, well, shouldn't you have to do it because of a carbon? So the assumption is that you bring the Chagigah on the fourth day, you have to do the Lina on the fourth day, because that's when you bring the carbon. And on Shmini Atzeres, even without a carbon. So now it's not so clear. Tosos might mean you have to Lina on one night of Sukkot. And if there is a carbon, the night with a carbon. If not, then a different night. But it could be maybe there's the Shita of Tosos. It's not 100% clear, but when Tosos says on Sukkot, whichever day you bring a Chagiga, you have to Lina that night, sounds like the Chiv Lina on Sukkot is only with the carbon. And then Shmini Atzeres, he's very clear the Chiv Lina is even without a carbon. And that's the case. You bring a Chagiga the fourth day, you have to Lina that night, and on Shmini Atzeres. That's clearly what Tosos is saying. So maybe that would be a big chiddush that there'd be Lina and Shmini Atzeres without a carbon and other holidays only with a carbon. Why? Because other holidays, just general funny smoke or halach lacha, not going to sit. Different seidim. And on Shmini Atzeres, the special din of Atzeres, with all the mitzvahs like the other day that we had. Correct, just switching which day you mean. Exactly. And in terms of the Tamei HaMitzvos, so Tzvi just connected, if you take the theme of bringing it home with you, if Shmini Atzeres is all about bringing the Sukkah home with you, and Lina is about bringing the Mikdash home with you, and Mikdash and Sukkah are very connected, then it works out very nicely, even in the realm of Tamei HaMitzvos. That's what Tzvi was saying before.
Oh, is that Mefors in the, I didn't remember if it was in the Sifri or just in some Rishonim. Okay, the Seder. Okay, in which case, then... Correct, but then you're not going to get to this maskana.
They are. They're just totally... I'm not what you mean in terms of...
Yes, okay. Okay, fair enough. All right.
Can I ask a question now?
Yes, yes. Meaning not the Rabban and the Ritva are saying that even Shmiyat Seres is only with the Karban. Right? I'm saying not. Yes, you can ask a question now, Abe.
Okay. I find it very striking.
Yes. Abe is saying finds it very striking.
I find it very striking that in this whole discussion, there's no reference at all to the complexity of Parashat Sukkos in Parashat HaMoadim that divides into two parts. First part dealing with the first 8 days, and the second part dealing only with the 7 days of Sukkos.
Yes, that's a known mystery. But
it seems to be related to this discussion very strongly.
I'm just not sure. I think you could take this a different way. You could take it in the way of this proves that. I mean, which way are you taking it?
Okay, so that. Rashi understands regel as a day when you don't bring, when you don't do lulav and sukkah. And the Rishonim ask on Rashi that that seems to be a very strange position. But maybe Rashi is reflecting the second half of the parsha of sukkahs in Parshat HaMoadim, which is restricted only to the mitzvahs of Chag HaSukkos. And with respect, and there Shmiyat Seres doesn't appear at all. In the first half of the parasha, Shmini Atzeres appears as part of an eight-day holiday.
Right. What you're saying is that within the perek, within the perek, within the perek in Emor, already we have one perek which has its closing, right? It has its chatima, which has an eight-day holiday. Shmini Atzeres is part of it. And then another little paragraph, which has a seven-day holiday, which is not part of these two aspects of Pinatzeres being part of Sukkos and not being part of Sukkos, are reflected in the two different paragraphs within the Parsha Modos in Emor, which each of which has their own integrity because you do have a closing in between them, right? I forget the exact lashon, but after the eight-day holiday. Sorry, it's very hard to turn pages when you can't touch your mouth. After the eight-day holiday, you have Elam, Adei Hashem, etc. And then you go back to the seven-day holiday, so that does correspond. Very good point.
Can I add both sides? That relates to our Sigya?
Say that again?
Can I add one point that relates to our Sigya?
Well, illustrating that on one hand it is part of Sukkos, on the other hand it's not part of Sukkos, without necessarily prejudicing us in the Fahira or how much make it side. Okay, Rabosai, we're done with the first 15 minutes of cheer. Now we're ready to move on to the Gemara. I'm ready to move on past Shmini Atzeres. So let's go back to Yom Kippur and see how far, obviously we're not going to finish the Torah sheet, but see how far we can get. In the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Ready? We're on Gimel and Aleph, fourth line. The Emad Seres. What have we concluded until now? That it needs to be, what do we learn from Iluin? It has to be being Porish 7 days, and then the eighth day is a holiday. And therefore, the only candidate is Yom Kippur. The Emad Seres, the Prisha, is a one-day holiday. The only candidate is Yom Kippur. What do you mean? The Emad Seres, the Prisha, Shivul Yom Echad. Obviously, the two candidates for Gimel are, you know, Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. So what about Shavuos? You can pourish 7 days for a one-day holiday. Amar Rabbi Abba, no, done in par echa by lechon, par echa by lechon, bachukei atzeret, d'shnei eilim nimbu. No, it has to be similar for bottles. You have to judge par echa by lechon from par echa by lechon, bachukei atzeret, which is two eilim. The Ritva points out, he could have said, the Ritva says you could have also said Bafukat Seres the Shnei Parim, right? There are two different sets of Karbanos which are almost the same for the Shavuos. There's the Musaf of Shavuos. What's in the Musaf of Shavuos? Two Parim and one item, and seven kvasim and a star of the pot. Then there's the carbon that comes with the shale lechem. What comes with the shale lechem besides the kibseh atzeres? One par and two elim, and seven kvasim and a star of the pot. So you have two different, almost the same series of korbanos on Shavuos, but one is two pars and one ayah. One is one one par and two elim, which is what they're saying here. There's no par echavayel echad. So let's just put this on the board. The Gemara says Shavuos clearly doesn't qualify. Shavuos clearly doesn't qualify because it's not par echavayel echad. What's the comparison? The comparison is that here we have the Ruin, which is par echad with ayil echad, versus compared to Yom Kippur, which is par echad but ayil echad, as opposed to Shavuot, which is par echad ushnei elim with the shtei halechem, or the Musaf is Shnei Parim, the Ayel Echad. Okay, Karim says, Mark could have said that Fuki Shuas for the Musaf is two part Ayel Echad. It doesn't matter. The point is, there's no part after Ayel Echad. Shuas, that's the easy one. The question is, we're not sure what they mean by Yom Kippur here, and we're not sure what they mean by the Milun here. What is the Machlok to Yom Kippur? What are we referring to in Yom Kippur, according to Rashi and most Rishonim? I think so. If I'm putting out the right one, if I'm thinking the right one. Because talking in, there's three and three. Okay, now, where in Yom Kippur is there par echad v'ayil echad? So, what does this mean? There are two pshatim. A is Rashi, and I think all the Tosafos in on our daf. Rashi and the Tosafos in our daf say it's the Musaf. Which is true. The Muslim Yom Kippur is Par Echad, Ba'ayil Echad, and Shema Kvasim and Sar L'Chatas. Who disagrees? No, I assume people paraphrase in order to add words. Doesn't make it appear to me. Add words in the paraphrase. Yeah, but I don't think they believe in Kippur Maskel the way the printers believe in Kippur Maskel. I think that's an anachronism. Okay, so, but what does the Ritva saying the name of Rebbein Tav? What's his chat? Where do you have Par Echad, Ba'ayil Echad on Yom Kippur? Bizzolt Yama Arel Kodesh, Deh?
Voda.
Par Ben Bakar Lechatas Ba'ayil Ola. Clearly, that's what's going on in the continuation of the Mara, right? So, he says, no, it means they're Par Ba'ayil Shel Aron. Okay. When we continue in the Gemara of Kui says, Par Ba'ayil Shalom. And then the Gemara says in a days, it's here someplace. Give me half a second. Par Ba'ayil Shalom. Clearly, the continuation of the Gemara is like Rabbi Tam. By the way, the Tosafos is also called Rabbi Tam. What is Rabbi Tam's, what is Rabbi Tam's real chat? So if you look in the Sefer Yashar, not the Siman I put in bracket, but the Siman Pasha Ayin, you know, Tom changes mind, can keep shots all the time. Okay, he clearly had both these shots. Anyway, this is a very, I don't think this is a super lumdish machlok, yes? Here, like the next stage of the Gemara, the next stage of the Gemara is clearly saying, what kind of Parva Ayil? Parva Ayil Shalom. What kind of parma ayah? Parma doesn't ayah la'olma. Clearly not the musaf, which is shel-tzibur, and which is par la'olma, ba'ayah la'olma. Right? So, what did Rashi tell us to say? Rashi doesn't say that's in the next stage of the Gemara. This stage of the Gemara, we think we're talking about the musaf. Okay. And then the next stage changes it. Okay. The more interesting machlokas is, I mean, there are technical reasons, maybe we'll get back to them, but we haven't reached them yet, is what's the miluim par v'ayil? Where is there par v'ayil the miluim? Here's the problem. When it comes to Yom Kippur, there are two good par v'ayils. You open up Parshas Pinchas, right? And you say, par echad ayil echad, or something like that. You open up Parshas Achrimos, Besos Yovar El Kodesh, Befar Ben Bachar Lachatos Ha'ayel Ve'ul. When it comes to the Miluim, you never find even one passage which says, I'm tired of it. So you have to be creative. So how creatively where do we find the Har Ba'ayel in Miluim? What does Rashi say? Right, exactly. Keep in mind, here there are two pshatim which work just to the Kamashwal. You have big which is the two pshatim. Here there is zero pshatim which really say that. So you have to say, obviously, it's one step removed, one step removed. So it says Rashi, it means that Egel, right? What does it say in Parsha Shmini? By Hiba Yom Shmini, Kar Moshe Liyar, Lom Liyishra, by Yom Laron Ka, Egel Ben Bakar Lachatach, the Ayel, the Olah Tzmimim, the Egel, the Chatas, Shel Aaron, Bashmini. Okay, the Egel, the Chatas of Aaron on the Yom HaShmini. Okay, what does everyone attack, Rashi? They say you can't call it Egel of Aaron. Okay, so the Ritva has a longer Richas, I'm not going to concentrate on whether you're allowed to call it Egel of Aaron or not. Lemaisa, the simple answer just is that Aaron's loved off. It meant a, something from the species of cows, right? Something in the species of cows, and something in the species of sheep, maybe. But that's the dachuk part. The dachuk part is that he combines an ayel. He conflates is what I meant. Not combines. He conflates a par with an egel, and obviously a par is an adult, and an egel is a kid. So they're not exactly the same. Shot bays. We'll do the Rashbam. Yeah. What does the Rashbam say? The Rashbam says no, it's not the Karbanos Aaron. That was an eagle. Rather, the Bnei Yisrael Tidaber Lemor, continuing in Parsha Shmini. The Bnei Yisrael Tidaber Lemor. 1 second, let me turn to my Kichusi. Resim lechatos the eagle b'chemes v'chadot v'olah v'shor v'ayel l'shlamim. And a shor is the same as a par. The shor and a par are adults. V'shor v'ayel l'shlamim l'zboach b'chnei Hashem. Etc. So, what does he say? He says, "Bishor va'ayel de'shalme tzibur bishmini." The tzibur brought five korbanos for the rabbi. I mean, the kusir is in the chatas. The egel lochemes beishmat. Yeah, brought five korbanos on the yom hashmini, but which is a parallel to pretty day of 70 Kedusha, but two of them were a pair were shorvayel, meaning you only count things that are a pair, right? You only count things that are a pair, and the pair is the shorvayel of the zivchei shlamim. However, the utam says no, it has to be a par. The utam is the only one who says it has to be a par. It can't be an egel, that's too far afield. It can't be a shor, even that's too far afield. It has to be a par. Oh, there is no par in shmini, so the utam has to swallow two dokas. Number one, he says, it doesn't have to be Shmini. It could be the Shiras Meimi Luim. What did they bring the Shiras Meimi Luim? What did they bring the Shiras Meimi Luim, Rabosai? So, they brought in the Shiras Meimi Luim one par and two a limb, for example. You could read in Parshat Tzav or Parshat Tzav, of course, and it's hard for me to get to either of them without touching my mouth. But, okay, enough complaining. It says right here, for example, the ace parachatos the ace shnei ha'elim. The Tzav it says, "Help me, Israel, to bring a par and two elim." So he says it means par be'ayel of Zion nimei hamiluim. Okay, to say that we use the 7 day instead of the 8 day to make the parallel is not the end of the world. Of course, the tricky part is the Chumash says it was a par and two elim. The whole reason we rejected the comparison to Shmos is it's a par and two elim. So here it's going to be a little tricky. Meaning, it's got to be Yom Kippur, not Shavuos, but you don't know why. Pocket was two elim. So what do you do with that? Right? So, what about the second ayel? This is what Dachok about Rabbi Tam. So, here there are two different mitzvahs as to what Rabbi Tam said. In the Tosos, which ayel did he not count? Which ayel did he count? Which ayel did he not count? What did he count? What did he not count? In the Tosos, such as Tosos Shabbat, not Tosos on the dot, right? It's on the dot. What does he say? He says, no, an eagle and a shore can't be par. Yolot be par by Eilat Shuvah at the Bitzan, eh? And the kach baruch habi mechor be'ilim shayim to meet them. Bar parve ilechad shaven hein lechatos kemoshal yom kippur shenem shaven olos. Ah, you're only on account ones that are the same. They have to both be the same karma, just like Rashbam says. And Tom says, so here the student version of Rebbe Tom. The version of Rebbe Tom in the Tosfos Kishonim says that you only count the ayel chatos and not, what does he say again? His lashon is, Shoven hein lechatos, and not the ayel that's ola. Clearly, one ayel is an ola. That goes without saying. You only have the ayel chatos, and not the ayel ola. Why? Because ayel chatos and par chatos. Okay, that makes a lot of sense because though it only counts as two ayels through the same part of karma, right? So here you have, sorry, it only counts par ayel, the same part of karma. Here you have the par and ayel of both olas. Here the par and ayel are both chatos. Over there, there's a par and two ayels. Okay, what's the tremendous chiddush of this? Rabbi Tom,
why? It's for the training.
Read this Tosfos Kishonim. Whose pants fell off?
Because it's for the it's for training time.
A good belt, or because you're an Amharitz and don't know Chumash.
Who's it's for the training.
What?
It's your during the it's during the training.
Is the Ayel Chatos? What does it say in the Chumash? It says in the Chumash that I've never heard this stuff before in my life. It says in the Chumash that there are three karbanos in the shoes may be loaded. Par Chatos, it keeps going Par Chatos. Right, these Par Chatos, right, the part of the Chatos. The second eye, the first eye was an Ola. And what's the next aisle? It is a
woman.
What does it say? Don't tell me what Rashi says. Tell me what the Chumash says.
One was a Chatos, one was an Ola.
That's not what the Chumash says. That's what Rebbe Tam says. You'll listen to Rebbe Tam about the Chumash? What does it say? So I'll read you the Tzav, but I promise you the same for Tzav. I hope it's explicit. In Tzav, what does it say? It says, Vayagashis par hachatos, etc., etc., etc. Next, Vayakrevis el ha'ola, etc., etc., etc.
Miluim.
Vayakrevis ayah ha'sheni, drum roll please, el ha'miluim. It's a miluim. Right? Zol, sotrelo, love, la patata, etc., v'la miluim. It's a miluim. Right? It's a carbon miluim. What is a carbon miluim? What does every member from Abu Sedra with Rashi and every other Rishon says the same thing there? What does Rashi say it means? What kind of carbon is a miluim? A shlamim. Rashi and Chumash says a shlamim. It makes sense that it's a shlamim. Well, rather, I'll take that back for a moment. Rashi says a shlamim. What is this el miluim? So Rashi and most Rishonim or Mefarshim Mechlal say it's a shlamim. Why does it make sense for shlamim? Because what do we do for that el miluim? What part of that carbon do we take off and wave?
Zra and the...
No, you don't mean Zra.
Right,
it's Chazi Mishok. If it's Chazi Mishok, then it's obviously a shlamim. Chazi Mishok is obviously a shlamim. Oh, it's only eaten by Zichri Kahuna, lift them in Akhlayim. That's because it's Shalmei Tzibah, right? Zip they Shalmei Tzibah ba'ashamos, we say every morning. Maybe I'll shame Ha'asad, I said that. But Zip they Shalmei Tzibah ba'ashamos, b'nechalim, l'kdim na'klayim, z'chri kuna l'yom alay la'katzos. Okay, it's just Shalmei Tzibah. I understand it's not Shalmei Tzibah, but it's Shalmei Tzibah. Okay, right here, Rabbi Tam says a tremendous finish. Says Rabbi Tam, it's a chatos. Why is that more of a chiddush than Rashi? Is it called the parachatas? Well, the ayel and ola. It's called the second ayel miluim. If you want to say miluim is a kind of shlamim, then I understand. There's here, shlamim is called miluim, but it's not chatas and ola. Those are the other two. If miluim is a kind of chatas, it's weird. The parachatas called the chatas, and it's called the miluim. So it's very many times a tremendous chiddush. A, because if number one is called the chatas, why are the three holy booth is chatas. And B, because what do you have to do with every chatas? What is the sine qua non of a chatas? What must be done with every chatas?
The dam.
No, zrikas dam for everything, but what's the difference between the chatas and the dam of everything else in the world? The dam of everything else in the world is poured on the mizbeach. What happens to the dam of a chatas? They're put on the mizbeach. But here it says, Vayizrok Moshe esadam al mizbeach sabim. Vayizrok Moshe esadam al hamizbeach sabim. So here it's a little funny. It is a weird kind of chatas because you're not lacing the blood on anything. You're just throwing it on the mizbeach. So, well, how would Rabbeinu Tam answer this? I have no idea. Meaning Rabbeinu Tam didn't even like acknowledge that he was making tremendous hitch. Again, to say it's not shlomen, you want to say, someone say it's not shlomen, it's miluim. I can handle that. You know, shoot a shalikor, why should it be shlomen? It's good. Which in some ways is much shlomen. But to say it's a chatas when it's contrasted to one chatas is a big hitch. Look over what you have to say is, because after all, the par chatas are normal par chatas. What might Rabbeinu Tam say, although here I'm going to say something heretical and crazy, what did they actually do with the dam of the mizbeach? Did they just by Yisrael al mizbeach sabir? What did they do with the dam of the mizbeach, the dam of the mizbeach? They put it on the corners of what? Of the mizbeach? No. Then I wouldn't have any kashas. What did they put on the corners of? No, chaschal. What? The Kohanim, they put on the corners of Aaron and his kids. Right? Vayikach Moshe midamo, vayitin al tnochos in Aaron ha-yimanit, v'yalbon yadro ha-yimanit, v'yalbon rabo ha-yimanit, vayakriv et b'nei Aaron, vayitin Moshe ben adam al tnochos dam ha-yimanit, v'yalbon yadro ha-yimanit, v'yalbon rabo ha-yimanit. Then vayizrik Moshe adam al tnochos ha-yimanit. Maybe the zrikas adam was the shirayim. Why was the chathas? The chathas was, obviously from one time of birth. Instead of putting it on the mizbeach, he put it on the Kohanim. Right? Very unique. But, on the other hand, not entirely crazy. After all, right? Now he's being where he mocked the Shadohanim to become part of the Mikdash. Hilchos Klei HaMikdash for all of them both brown sand. So here he says the Chatas. Oh, why is it called Miluim not Chatas? And why do you put the Dam on Karkas on the mizbeach? The answer might be, I have no idea what the answer is. Maybe the answer is maybe Pablo would say, if my name asked me to come and say, Mikdash, you're creative but nuts. I really meant something much more positive. But I can't think of what that is. So meanwhile, I plan on waiting a long time before discussing the Rabbeinu Tam, if that's okay with you guys. Meanwhile, I will assume that why is this makes no sense? The kashas are A, it's cool, we win. Not kashas, and that's a good kasha because kashas is used in this parak. It's not a kasha Rashi told me to go not shlomen. Shlomen or shlomen, it's not used in this parak, so it's a kind of shlomen told me to do it. But it's a hitchat used, and B, there's no nisinas dam al karnos hamizbeach. Every other kasha has nisina al karnos hamizbeach. This mizbeach or that mizbeach, but nisina al karnos, one of the two is in this proposed. Maybe the answer is, if you're willing to be a little crazy, maybe the answer is, no, it's holy mud, not chatas, because it's unique, not a chatas. What makes it unique? Instead of karnas on tzveyah, you put it on karnas on kohanim. I understand, I just made up the karnas on but I did too. It's called being a witness, right? Maybe it's a unique chatas. Maybe it's a unique chatas. Because there's Nisinas Dam al Karnos HaKohanim. But it really is a chatas, not a shlomen. A shlomen works for the sake of eating. This is Miluim. What does Miluim mean? It could be that Miluim means appointing them to their place. Maybe being Mekadish them, maybe that involves being Mekah for them. So therefore, okay, Rabbeinu Tam has a tremendous chiddush against everyone in the world. That the second idol was a chatas against Shukha Shalikra, but he would say it's not crazy. He would say it's not crazy. We know, by the way, that Miluim is special, because what does it say? It says, if you listen to the pasuk right before this, what's the pasuk right before this? Zos HaTorah, right? is reminiscent. Remember when we used to say cut, paper, control? Vola, vola, tot, etc. Vila, miluim, right? Zosatarella, ola, la mincha, la hata, zula, asham. Vila, miluim, lezeva, chashlamin. So Rashi say, miluim, is mechta, zeva, chashlamin. The final 20. Where we made a time and say, no, it's not a kind of shlamin. It's a unique carbon. What's the nature of this unique carbon? The Rashi may say, fine, it's unique kind of shlamin, it's good. No, it's a unique kind of chattas. Why is it a unique kind of chattas that serves the name? Why not just call it a chattas? Don't say, well, because it's a chattas for inauguration. The par is also a chattas for inauguration. So that's yamin, v'chater al-mizeah. That's clearly the par. Right? Rather, it's a unique chattas because it's put on karnas ha-kohanim instead of karnas ha-mizeah, and therefore it gets entirely different name. Still a tremendous finish, but that's where we have shita as found in the most original Makoros, such as Tosos and Sefer Yashar. If you look up the Tam Sefer Yashar, he clearly says this. However, so that was clearly, and it's not like over here where he says two different things. Clearly, this is Reina Tam's original Shita. However, the Rikva culture Reina Tam, I doubt he had a different Masorah of Reina Tam. He probably just had a general Masorah of Reina Tam. And he says, but it can't be that he thought the second aisle was a Hathas. That's the most ridiculous thing in the world. So he says, obviously, what Reina Tam said is, and according to the Ritva, when he goes to Reina Tam again, it could be that he had a Masorah of Reina Tam differently. My bet is he had a general Masorah of Reina Tam, that talking about one of the two Eimim. And he said, well, obviously, how did the Ritva quote Reina Tam very differently? He says, no, you only count the Ola, not the Shlamin. Of course, one is Ola, one is Shlamin. He doesn't use the word Shlamin, but he does use the word Ola. So, again, assuming, you know, that the Ritva says what's written in this book and the thing, what does he say? He quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying that the Hashnaim Parva Ayel Dainina, Vahadra, etc. Where's this line? Hold on. Someplace here. Yeah, here he is. V'halav miluim ikanami shnei eilem. Nami shnei shnei. 1 second. No, that's later. Someplace here he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Hashanami bitar v'ayel. Here we are. Here he is. Rabbeinu Tam. That it says ve'elim shnayim, and even though it says ve'elim shnayim, lo chashvin ala ha'echad shaya ola, the ayel sheni shlamim haya. Okay, very explicit. You only count the ola, not the shlamim. Why do you only count the ola and not the, why do you only count the ola and not the shlamim is a good question, but this works perfectly according to why do you count the Ola, not the Shlomim? This is exactly the Ritva which he does it. If you say we're not comparing it to the Musa, the Musa is part of the Ola, we're comparing it to the part of the Chattas by the Ola. What do we compare it to? Part of the Chattas by the Ola. Other than Ayla Shlomim, the Ayla Shlomim doesn't count. What did that have to do with anything? Right? So for the Ritva, it makes sense. According to the Ritva's version of Yom Kippur, it's part of Chattas by the Ola. So part of Chattas by the Ola, leave out the Shlomim. However, according to the mainstream of Tom and most Rishonim version of Kippur is two olas. So when you compare two olas, you have to compare two chatzeses, This just has to be two of the same thing. Okay, so that's a tremendous chiddush in the speaking Shudu Shal Mikra, what happened in the days of the Miluim. Okay, we didn't get as far as I would have liked. So I think we'll have to call it a day and continue with Hashem. Next time, if anyone has questions, of course, please feel free to ask. But we'll just have to pick up the Mirat Hashem next time. Why was there, according to Rabbeinu Tam, where it was a chattas? So, not only is there, according to Rabbeinu Tam, hold on. Let me just make sure that I'm not making up. And let me make sure I'm just going to make up a few things.
I'm not making sure I'm not making up. What does it say here? I apologize. I take it back. I realize I was making it up. The Chazon show for the 8th day, not the 7th day. Oh, that's not a problem. That's it. Yeah, that'd be very hard. Yeah, correct. Okay, good. I think that's not a problem.
Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher makes this remark, Va'el Hasheni Eimi Mobaba Dasol Dachatasu.
Say that again?
Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher, the third line on the page, Va'el Hasheni Eimi Mobaba Dasol Dachatasu. Seems to give a different justification for the fact that the Ayla Sheni is a chatas. Something about the fact that it's done uniquely by Aaron, just like on Yom Kippur, it's done uniquely by Aaron.
No, the way I read it was, I don't have the text in front of me, I apologize. The Ayla Sheni is not with the par of Abu Dhabi, no, emo with the par, because the par is a chatas, and only one Ayla is a chatas.
Ah, and the emo Abu Dhabi means
referring to par. Emo is emo par.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I think that's Pashat Shah. Look at it again.
But if you look in the previous line, I have to look at it again because the previous line where he uses Ein Abodos Elohu.
I'll look at it also, but I have to get the text in front of me.
Okay, beside there.
Okay, I apologize for the technological problems, everybody. If anyone knows how to fix computers that don't charge, please let me know. Morty Tarian, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I am not logged in as myself now, I don't think, because right. I'm on my phone, so could you click end session?
Okay. Just before I do that, were you recording to the cloud? I assume, I hope.
Well, I recorded to the cloud, so it should have been going straight without me.
You're still recording. I just didn't, it's not coming down to me. Okay.
I recorded to the cloud, so if anyone said anything incriminating while my computer was down, it's going to be on whyyoutower.org.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
This comparison between the Miluim and Yom Kippur and all the par and the ayo, is there anything mahuti to it, or is it like the Torah is giving us a remez?
Aha, so I want to come back to that. But if you're interested in getting a head start, I want to come back to that. Shul, if you're interested in getting a head start, look in Megadim, I think maybe volume Chet. Rav Yoel has an article about this.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, if it's not Chet, it's close.
Okay.
Okay. Should I end it?
All right. Have a good day, everyone. You can end, Morty.
All right.